USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A manhunt is underway in Wisconsin for the gunman who opened fire at Mayfair Mall, which is just west of Milwaukee. The mayor of Wauwatosa confirming several people were injured and taken to the hospital. Christopher was in the mall, and he tells WITI Fox 6 in Milwaukee.
All I heard was like pop, 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 like five shots. I just see plenty of people coming, because Macy's and Abercrombie's like right there, so I just see people like rushing where it's at employees only yet, like customers and stuff like that.
President Trump's oldest son has a coronavirus. Donald Trump Jr. apparently tested positive earlier this week and is in isolation. Trump Jr. appears to be asymptomatic. The president's youngest son was also diagnosed with coronavirus last month. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany held her first press briefing at the White House since the election. McEnany was asked about a transition of power should President Trump lose his legal challenges. McEnany reminds everyone about what happened when President Trump was elected in 2016.
You had 70 lawmakers say we're not coming to his inauguration, Democratic lawmakers. You had Elizabeth Warren saying we're going to attempt to obstruct the Trump transition by urging the Government Accountability Office to investigate the incoming Trump transition. In January of that year, you had President Obama have a by-the-book meeting where they talked about the Logan Act, using that act to go after Lieutenant General Michael Flynn.
The U.S.-Canadian border closure is being extended due to a surge in COVID-19 cases. Canada's Prime Minister is saying the soonest the border will reopen to non-essential travel is December 21st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is having a hard time getting sheriffs across the state on board with enforcing his 10-person limit on Thanksgiving dinners in his latest effort to suppress the Empire State's rising coronavirus rate. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik says the governor is not making any friends.
I come from a state we currently have the worst governor in America. Governor Cuomo, he is taking absolutely the wrong approach. He also is not applying the rules to himself. So Governor Cuomo has attended private events without wearing masks, without requiring socially distancing. This is why the American people are so frustrated with failed leadership from our Democratic governors. It's big government, it's rules for thee and not for me.
Coronavirus cancellations continue across the country in college sports.
Coronavirus outbreaks continue to affect college football, with more of this weekend's games canceled or postponed. The game between Maryland and Michigan State was canceled Thursday after Terps head coach Mike Loxley tested positive. It's the second straight week that Maryland has had their game canceled. Number 22 Texas and Kansas have been postponed, just the second Big 12 conference game to be rescheduled because of an outbreak. The American Athletic and Mountain West conferences each had two conference matchups postponed as well. Overall, 14 of the 62 scheduled games between FBS schools this weekend have been postponed or canceled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.